move comes as the Trump administration approved a policy upping water deliveries to agriculture through the Central Valley Project and State Water Project.
At least in the places where salmon are still thriving, we need to draw the line and protect those places while we try to restore and recover the other places that have sustained so much damage.
H.R. 4723, more commonly known as the Salmon-Focused Investments in Sustainable Habitats, or FISH Act, would direct federal agencies to designate salmon conservation areas and salmon strongholds, giving such areas added safeguards. With the administration lifting objections to a copper and gold mine in one of Alaska's most prolific salmon habitats, Huffman concedes the legislation has no chance, at least now.
The politics of this place can change and political windows can open, so I really want to make sure that salmon protection is in the mix.
Huffman said he was also disappointed with Governor Gavin Newsom's recent veto of SB 1, which would have achieved similar goals at the state level.
He will now, in the wake of this politicized biological opinion from the Trump administration, have an opportunity to step up and show Californians that he actually cares about salmon.
Huffman noted salmon provide tens of thousands of jobs through recreational and commercial fishing and are integral to the cultural traditions of Pacific Coast Native American tribes. In Chico, I'm Mark Albert.